from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Five police officers slain in Dallas.
All I know is that this must stop. This divisiveness.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown expressing the feelings of his police department, his city, and perhaps even the entire country as five of his officers were slain last night at a demonstration that had otherwise been peaceful before a sniper began firing, killing the five and wounding seven other officers and two civilians. Police say three suspects are in custody and a fourth is dead. Officials are remaining tight-lipped about who the suspects are, but in a news conference Friday morning, Chief Brown said one suspect, the apparent shooter who was later killed by an explosion set off by police, told a police negotiator,
"The suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers."
The attack occurred Thursday evening during a protest against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. The attack marks the deadliest day for U.S. law enforcement since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack.
"I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families, keep them in their thoughts, and as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day."
President Obama said police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the shootings are a wretched reminder of the hazards police face. This is VOA News. Just days after the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history, Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores more late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed Shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad and other security officials following last Sunday's massive bombing in the capital. U.S. President Obama began 2 days of meetings in Warsaw today. VOA's Luis Ramirez is with the president and files this report.
It is being called the most critical NATO summit since the end of the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama began 2 days of crucial meetings in Warsaw with Brexit as the number one item on Friday, and what the departure of NATO's other heavy hitter from the EU will mean for the security alliance. After talking with EU leaders Friday, Obama said he is absolutely confident Britain and the EU will work toward a smooth transition. At the top of the summit agenda, Russia's growing threats to NATO's eastern members. Officials say NATO's posture for the first time in a quarter century is shifting from reassurance to deterrence. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
As Russia continues to arm and show no sign of ending its involvement in Ukraine, NATO officials want to mitigate a growing potential threat to countries that were once part of the Soviet Empire. This is Jens Stoltenberg. He is the Secretary General of NATO.
Russia is our biggest neighbor and an integral part of European security. So sustaining dialogue is essential.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, otherwise known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. General Thomas Vandal, the chief of staff for U.S. forces in Korea, and South Korea's deputy minister of defense, Ryu Jae-sung, made the formal announcement during a joint briefing in Seoul on Friday.
North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction in opposition to its commitments to the international community require our alliance to ensure that we retain the ability to defend ourselves in the face of this threat.
That is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has also proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. At least two people are dead and 66 others injured after Super Typhoon Naupatak slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday. More than 15,000 people had to be evacuated in preparation for the storm's landfall on Friday morning. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.